In commerce, people in the university community knew Aubrey Butts and Devin Oliver as friends and classmates. KETR listeners across Northeast Texas knew the two young women as important parts of the backcourt of the Lions basketball team. KETR play-by-play announcer Charlie Chitwood was one of many around the region who was shocked and saddened by the stunning news of the Tuesday night car accident that ended the students' lives.
Together, they're both just exemplary of the high-character individuals that made up a lot of that team. You know, they were recruited by Nicole Anderson. Those are the types of young student-athletes that she brought to the university. They were very much a part of the program, and certainly their campus life, which goes far beyond my knowledge, really, from in the gym, but they were active on campus. They were leaders on that team. They were leaders in some of the other organizations they were involved in, and just based off the outpouring of love and support from the Lion Nation, it's clear that they will be sorely, sorely missed by everybody that's related to the university.
Butts, the daughter of Sammy and Doris Butts, was a 5'9 guard from Louisville, where she was a multiple all-district player at Louisville High School. At A&M Commerce, Butts was a guard who played in all of the Lions games this season, starting about half of them. She averaged 6 points a game and totaled 25 steals over the season. Chitwood says that Butts was just coming into her own as a player on the Lions team.
Well, you know, she always had, to me, seemed kind of calm, cool, and collected. My opportunities to interact with the women on the team generally was, you know, in their pregame shoot-arounds, and it was always just, you know, short pleasantries and such, but she always had a good focus. She was not an outspoken leader so much as what she did by example out there. And, you know, saw her as a freshman the previous season, and then she came on in the second year, and particularly, about 5 or 6 games into the conference schedule when she moved her way into the starting lineup, she proved the rest of the year that was precisely where she was contributing most of the team.
Oliver, the daughter of Richard and Deborah Oliver, was expected to be one of the top guards in the Lone Star Conference next season. A 5'8 junior from Rowlett, where she was team captain all 4 years and a 4-year letter winner at Rowlett High School, she led A&M Commerce in 3-point shots with 32 from beyond the arc. Oliver also led the Lions in steals with 34, while averaging 10.3 points a game. Oliver's consistent, strong play made her, along with Brianna Harris, one of the stars of the Lions team.
Oh, absolutely. She started every single game of the year. I believe only Bree Harris was the only other Lion woman to do that. And her confidence seemed to soar out on the floor the deeper into the schedule it got. She was gaining more and more confidence in her shot-making ability. Always had a smile on her face. She was out there doing what she needed to do, and pleasantly so. And, you know, both of them just great competitors out on the wood.
Tonight, the evening of Wednesday, June 4th, A&M Commerce will host a candlelight vigil for the young women at Rachel's Garden, located on the A&M Commerce campus, immediately south of the Fieldhouse. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.